Anita, A-N-I-T-A, Posey, P-O-S-E-Y, 14, 9 months and 7 days.
Monica Janer, I did 28 years in prison.
There were a lot of women that had absolutely no support. So they did the job of, you know, getting 49, 59 cents a day or working in the kitchen. Some stole from the kitchen to try to make money, you know. Or some girls would do hair. They would either braid or press hair. A lot of girls iron clothes for a living. They had different customers, and they get paid anywhere from $3 to $5 a month by each customer. Then other girls resorted to sex. Well, some with the guards too, yeah. Yeah, they got money in their accounts for that. But a lot of the girls serviced other inmates just, you know, for a little money or a little commissary. That was sad.
It was a lot easier way back in the day, and it got harder and harder and harder as the years went on. So by the time I left prison, at one time we were probably getting 4 rolls of toilet paper a week. For one person, we were gotten down to 2 toilet papers for 2 people. Male or female, when they can watch you get dressed, you have no dignity, you have no modesty, you lose all of those different kind of things, and you become hardened by that.
You know, you sit around and do nothing. When somebody else washes your clothes, somebody else cooks your food, you know, all you're really responsible for is making your bed and showering yourself and walking from here to there. That gets to be kind of maddening.
I became the paralegal for the female population, one of the paralegals. That's what I did to stay busy, was help other people try to get resolved situations that were going on. I sat on the warden's forum. I fought the issues where when we couldn't get toilet paper, when we had different issues that were going on within the female population, I would go up to the warden and resolve that.
I told them I want to work. So they put me to work cleaning bathrooms. It sucked. Then after that, I applied for and worked in the kitchen, in the dish tank. So 5 days a week, I worked in the dish tank, dumping the trays after they ate and stacking them up in racks and all that kind of stuff, until the director needed a clerk. Oh, I went to have some breakfast in a restaurant.
I did. I went to McDonald's.
He said, "Mama, why don't you answer your phone? Why don't you take your phone out the bag?" I said, "I don't know how to work it. Why should I got to read the book. I want to see the sights while your daddy is driving me home."
You know, it was a struggle. I didn't want to go outside. I couldn't pick up a telephone because the phone, you're not allowed to pick up phones inside, you know? So all those little small things that you guys, you know, take for granted, you know, it was all new to me. To be able to walk out the door without somebody saying, "Yeah, you got a half hour out in the yard," those small little things I did on a regular basis to try to reacclimate myself.
Bing, I was on the internet for the first time in life. Oh, that was just so amazing. My son said, "Mother, I'm going to get you a keg of coffee and let you just go at it." Correctional facility, and I do use air quotes because there is no correction going on. There is no rehabilitation. It is purely a warehouse for convicted felons.
I'm seeing, you know, what the criminal justice system has become. You know, it's a place where we're warehousing people. We're not giving them any rehabilitation.
Just because someone made a bad choice, and I don't use the word mistake, because we make bad choices, doesn't mean they're a bad person. Give people that have served time another chance.
People get this perception that because you committed a crime, you're a bad person, and that's really not what it is. We have substance abuse, we have mental health issues, we have a whole lot of stuff. And if somebody would take the time to talk to that individual person and treat them as that individual person and try to find out what it was that took them to where they got, it would make a big difference in our criminal justice system.
That was former inmate Anita Posey along with Monica Janer. Both are currently activists, Anita for domestic violence victims and Monica for prison reform. The story was produced by Stateside's Shayna Roth.